Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Shadows of the Night Zone. This is Live Events. In the dead of night, when thy winter wounds shall not be healed, and the wind which howls about your being. In the dead of night, when your friends have gone, and you sit huddled by the castle's fire. In the dead of night, when all is dark, who will you be tonight? The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or hosts. We remind all of our listeners, KV at MTOR, ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knott.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, madam and messieurs, boys and girls, mes enfants. Welcome to another edition of the Night Zone.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
And we are, in fact, Night Zone Unplugged tonight. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, madame and messieurs, boys and girls, mes enfants. And indeed, welcome to another edition of Night Zone Radio, broadcasting along the Internet Highway in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. We're pleased you could make it with us tonight. It's a fantastic evening in Calgary, from a balmy 28 degrees Celsius, about 88 degrees Fahrenheit, through to a late afternoon rain shower, to a comfortable 22 degrees Celsius, around about 76 degrees Fahrenheit, with a light breeze. Having just returned from a late afternoon barbecue, I have to tell you I'm stuffed, and I gotta love corporate events. All that free food, yummy, yum, yum. This week, shout-outs to the Southeast Bricklayers' Better Half. About time you checked in, huh? And British Columbia, thank you for the refocus. May your journey be a safe one, and it bring happiness in your life. Special note to Cinders, the weather is warm. We call it spring thaw. Tonight, we thought we would catch up on listeners' emails and a few other issues which requires some attention. One of the questions we get constantly is, how does one become a guest? Well, presuming you have a story to tell, an alternate understanding, are well-educated to be considered an expert in a specific field, if you've been published, all of those are good. You would contact us through tcresearch1@gmail.com, and they'll take you from there. And if your information or story fits, and we get you scheduled to air, then that'll be a good thing. As the Night Zone continues to search for quality and qualified experts in various fields, we spend a huge amount of time validating and evaluating new guests. By the time a guest makes it to air, they will have had at least two production meetings and a number of emails resolving schedule and subject matter conflicts. We at the Night Zone will bring you only the best of the best, cutting-edge beliefs and results, and information for your educated digestion. We appreciate our listeners' input, both positive and negative, and enjoy our interactions weekly. Tonight, the phone lines will be open all night. So if you get the urge to call, we remind you 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287, or you can email thenightzone, one word, at gmail.com, or you can Twitter from the BTR page, or Facebook, or, well, I'm sure you get the idea. Before we get to the emails, let's have a look at the science world. See what's bubbling out there. Archaeologists in southern Mexico, they announced on Monday they've discovered a 27-year-old tomb of a dignitary inside a pyramid that may be the oldest such burial documented in Mesoamerica. Now, apparently the tomb held a man aged around 50 who was buried with jade collars, pyrite and obsidian artifacts, ceramic vessels. The tomb dates to between 500 and 700 BC, as best as they can identify so far. And they're basing that on the layers in which it was found and the tomb's unusual wooden construction. So the tomb was found at a site built by the Zoc Indians, the Chippewa de Corzio in southern Chippewa state. It may be almost 1,000 years old, older than the better-known pyramid tomb of the Mayan ruler Pacal. So it could present a great deal of information as to what was going on in those days, because we're a little shy of information. We'd like to think we know it all, but we're still piecing together the puzzle. And as you listen to Minister Falston and Tim McHyde when they discuss the Bible, it makes you wonder how much of the puzzle we really do have. Now, some of the ornaments found in this tomb were imported from as far away as Guatemala and central Mexico. And then some of the 15 ceramic vessels found in the tomb show influences from the Olmec culture, long considered the mother culture of the region. So they were already trading thousands of miles from home, 1,000 years B.C. Their trading ventures were much more vast than we had first anticipated. So it's interesting to see what will come of this tomb and the information and the ceramics. It'll be interesting to see how we find what could be happening in this world as to what is really happening in this world. History tends to repeat itself in one form or another, and it seems to be no chance that it's going to change now. So maybe we can learn from what our ancestors have taught us. Maybe they have written it down and we just haven't got it yet. Hopefully we will. Be kind of nice, wouldn't it? NASA astronauts today successfully attached a Russian-built research module to the International Space Station. Now, that was during their second walk, scheduled for a Space Shuttle Atlantis final mission. The Russian module, named RASVET, is designed to provide crew members on the station with another place to do scientific research and stow equipment while adding a new docking port for Russian spacecraft. Installing RASVET, which means dawn in Russian, was one of the primary goals of the shuttle mission. The six-member crew of Atlantis lifted off from Kennedy Space Center in Florida for a 12-day mission last Friday, and the shuttlecraft has been flying for over 25 years and has logged some 115 million miles. NASA plans to launch two more shuttle flights this year, using two different shuttles. The entire fleet is scheduled to be retired by the end of 2010. The Atlas team completed the first spacewalk earlier Monday morning, installing a new space-to-ground dish communication antenna that was carried aboard the shuttlecraft. The astronauts on Monday also unloaded from the shuttle a new spare parts pallet to be attached to Dextra, a $200 million Canadian-built two-armed robot with a 30-foot wingspan. Dextra was delivered to and attached to the space station on March 2008. Other than a few test runs, however, Dextra hasn't been officially put into action yet. Tomorrow, during the third spacewalk, astronauts are slated to fix a camera cable that became snagged on a piece of equipment during a heat shield inspection conducted the day after the launch of Atlantis. The camera is attached to the end of the orbiter boom sensor system, which is on the shuttle's robot arm. Atlantis lifted off on its mission back in 1985. The 32nd of a final mission is focused on ferrying spare parts and equipment to the space station. Once NASA's shuttle fleet is retired, it will be far more difficult, if not impossible, to get such massive pieces of equipment to the station. So, should NASA retire the fleet? Should we accept the business of Russia to deliver items up to the space station? Or are we going to kick back and wait for the private companies to take up the challenge? Is there money in them, their hills for them, do you think? Well, remember, phone lines are always open if you get the urge and you need to spew. We're here for you, man.
Nikola Tesla single-handedly changed the world for the benefit of mankind, yet has been rewarded with obscurity. It's time to bring his story out of the shadows and into the light. With his last breath, Nikola gently smiled.
Let the future tell the truth and evaluate each one according to his work and accomplishments. The present is theirs. The future, for which I have really worked, is mine.
Would they only have listened?
Nikola Tesla, an upcoming show in the Night Zone. Watch for the listings on blogtalkradio.com. Welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone.
The ancient Sumerian text, just in a very broad overview, basically tell us that these Anunnaki came from space and landed on the Earth in the Tigris-Euphrates Valley. They began to set up a colony that they called Eden.
Phone lines are now open. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered. We remind all of our listeners, KV at MTOR. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
And it kiss a little bit to the Irish, it is. What a strange night, huh? A very strange situation. There's all kinds of audio going on. I'm hoping that we are broadcasting at full strength because things have been wobbly a little lately, and we're not quite sure how that should all go about. But one of our listeners down in Florida continues to update us on the local fallout of the oil slick from the sunken rig. On the 12th of May, scientists made an astonishing find. Telltale instrument readings at a depth of around 1,000 meters, and the team seemed to have struck oil. The team's hypothesis was made based on three key readings, the transmitometer, which measured the blocking of light by particles or opaque dissolved matter in water. It showed a serious hike in murkiness. The fluorometer, tuned to measure fluorescence given off from dissolved oil, was also giving readings many times higher than normal, and oxygen levels had dropped, suggesting heightened activity by microbes as they attempt to consume the oil and associated organic material. The team spent much of the remaining time at sea mapping the boundaries of a plume that extends about 45 kilometers southwest from the wellhead and roughly 10 kilometers wide at the depth of 1,000 to 1,400 meters. Data received from the National Oceanic while the researchers were still at sea, confirmed that the deep water currents at the time were flowing southwest, further suggesting that the plume they were measuring was an oil emanating from the well. However, the group will not be able to confirm the plume's composition until tests are collected. But those that are in the know, talking about the oil hitting the southwest stream and following all the way up the east coast. And they're very, very concerned that this is almost unstoppable. If it gets into the Gulf Stream, it could travel all around the world. Now, even though as it travels, obviously, it will dilute and break down, it will still do a massive damage to the ecosystem. And that damage is non-recoverable. Non-recoverable under the present conditions. Now, BP have been arguing with Halliburton, who have been arguing with the South Korean company who manned the station, and all of them are arguing at the same time, while at the same time President Obama has called for a commission into the problem. And it has been found that those government inspectors that were required to inspect the rigs every 30 days had not in fact checked them since about 2001, and that they were a signature by phone call, and that was merely their method of certifying the safety of these rigs. So you can pretty well guarantee that there will be new legislation coming out quickly to make sure that these rigs are certified so that the ecosystem around North America will survive. Now, 19% of the fishing services off the East Coast down in the Florida area have been suspended. This will make for a great social impact on the fishing industry. And in such will be a ripple effect throughout the coastal areas. Now, some coastal areas are reporting globules of oil showing up on their coastline. But the oil en masse is still in the current. Now, there's a number of biologists and biochemicalists and biologists from Texas A&M University, Corpus Christi, that are arguing the coastal ecosystem has damages so far been minimal. But I question and I'm concerned that the length of time that this water is contaminated and this water being sent back out into the other oceans, what kind of a chemical imbalance and change have we done with that water? Now, there's mounting evidence tonight that the scale of oil spill disaster in the Gulf of Mexico has grown beyond all initial worst-case scenarios. Thousands of gallons of oil continue to gush from the seafloor. In Key West, Coast Guard officials said about 3 tar balls an hour were washing up on the beaches. For the past 48 hours, administration officials have resisted reports by scientists that the spill could have entered the loop current, or downplayed its significance at least. By the time the oil is in the loop current, it is very likely to be diluted, but not likely to have a significant impact, according to some scientists. Well, you know, I can't say I believe it. I'm sorry. I know they know their game, but this is a huge spill. This is a huge spill of magnanimous proportions. This is almost a cataclysmic event for the oceans of this world. And it's going to be years before we see the true outcome of it. But I dare say that it ain't going to be pretty. We'll be right back.
Nikola Tesla single-handedly changed the world for the benefit of mankind, yet has been rewarded with obscurity. It's time to bring his story out of the shadows and into the light. With his last breath,
Earth told the truth and evaluate each one according to his work and accomplishments. The present is theirs. The future, for which I have really worked, is mine.
Would they only have listened?
Nikola Tesla, an upcoming show in the Night Zone. Watch for the listings on blogtalkradio.com.
Welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone. The ancient Sumerian text, just in a very broad overview, basically tell us that these Anunnaki came from space and landed on the Earth in the Tigris-Euphrates Valley. They began to set up a colony that they called Eden. Intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered. We remind all of our listeners, caveat emptor. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
And a story coming out of Vancouver, Washington, about 1,000 tourists and other visitors have marked the 30th anniversary of the big eruption of Mount St. Helens at the Johnson Ridge Observatory. I remember the eruption, and when I read that today, it was like, oh my goodness, it was 30 years ago? 30 years ago, Mount St. Helens erupted. Well, Forest Service and other officials commemorated the May the 18th, 1980 blast by cutting the ribbon on a new exhibit and breaking ground on a new outdoor amphitheater at the observatory. They will help tell the story of how the top 1,300 feet blew off the mountain in a blast that killed 57 people and knocked down 230 square miles of forest, filled local rivers with mudflows, and spread ash for hundreds of thousands of miles. It was quite the action, even in southern Alberta, Canada. We saw the dust cloud. We experienced the dust cloud. We were brushing dust off cars as we did snow in winter. So, and it is quite a sight to see what is left of St. Helens, Mount St. Helens. One side of the mountain, of course, is gone. And she still rumbles. She's not quiet yet. So, how would you like robots to take over the world? When we were checking the stories for the Unplugged show, we came across this one. Robots are taking over the world. Well, robots have replaced humans on assembly lines, battlefields, space missions, rescue operations. How about doing something useful like sitting through endless meetings for you? Oh, yeah. Meet Anybot's QB. It's a telepresence robot that can represent you in the office by sitting in conference rooms, going to meetings, and walking about among the cubicle farm. The whole time it does, it displays a live webcam video of your face while transmitting to you a live video, an audio stream of whatever it is looking at. The QB is an extension of you, said Bob Christopher, Chief Operating Officer of Anybots. It removes the barriers between two people and work so people can teleport themselves to the office space. Now, Christopher was formerly the chief executive officer of UGOB, which made the ill-fated Pleo robot dinosaur toys. The UGOB closed its doors last year, having failed to make a commercial success of its eerily lifelike toys. QB won't replace video conferencing, says Christopher, but it's a way to look over the shoulder of your colleagues and employees without actually getting into the office. The robot can be manipulated by a user at home or any other location using just a web browser and can transmit its master's voice and video. Wow. Think of it as a self-propelled sky cam on a stick. It's going to cost $15,000. $15,000 for this piece of machinery to sit in your meetings. How do you think your boss is going to feel when he calls a meeting and in trundles this robot? Do you think he's going to enjoy that? Probably not, huh? Hey, I tell you what, when we come back, we'll take a look at emails. But next week we have David Baker coming back with us. And I just wanted to play a little bit of the last time David was with us on the show because this man's amazing.
You are on the air. Your first name, geographical location, and your question for David, please.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very, very well. How are you, sir?
Good. This is Vince. I'm calling from Los Angeles.
All righty.
And I get a, first of all, I've been at work for 2.5 years. Now, I have applied for a few jobs online the last couple of weeks, and I'm still waiting to hear from them. I'm just wondering if you see me working anytime soon, because I'm desperate. I'm down to my last $50.
The gentleman from Los Angeles has been out of work for a couple of years, and getting down to his last couple of bucks. Do you see anything for him in the near future?
Yes, most definitely, and I want to encourage him. I really feel touched in my heart. I can tell by his voice that, you know, he's just coming to the end. I want to encourage him to not do that, to actually see him getting something soon, because he knows he can do it, he can do it, he will do it, and he will get something. The first month I saw was May, and at first I thought to myself, oh my gosh, May, but I just realized we're in April, so it's not far off. I believe within 6 to 8 weeks he will be employed again. So I encourage you not to give up. You will get something, and it's a rough road, but nothing's gained from having something handed to you. On that note, just keep going, and something will come to you soon. And I'm getting May, 6 to 8 weeks.
What is the profession that you work in?
I've always been in the manufacturing and production industry, but so that's what I'm looking for, but also, to my heart and soul lies in acting.
Okay, so you want to be an actor, but you can work in an industrialized setting in Los Angeles if you had to.
Right.
Alrighty, okay, thank you. 310, appreciate your time. So those people out there in the Los Angeles area, there are people out there that are ready and willing to work. If you have a job for this guy, you know, let the night tone know. Well, David, I have a 732 number. 732, you are on the air. Your first name, geographical location, and your question for David, please.
Hi, my name is Barbara. I'm in New Jersey.
Hello, Barbara.
And hi, David. Hi, Colin. I wanted to know who my son's spirit guide is, my son Tommy. Not Tony, but the little guy, if David would know that.
Well, I'm getting immediately I've got the word William, if that makes any sense to you. I've got the word William for one of this particular guys. Yes, and this William, it has a sense of humor. He's shown me like a William Tell outfit and the European connection. So he's definitely
my son's personality too. Yeah.
Okay, then that makes sense. Then that's what he wants to be called, is William.
William.
Yes, that's one of many that he has. That's the one that you're speaking of that shows himself at this particular time. And he does
so that's
have
why
a,
he's acting like that. Okay.
He has a light, jovial sense of humor.
He
has a lot of energy going on, doesn't he, your son? Not
yeah,
only, but
yeah.
Spoke of. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of energy there.
Go happy, go lucky. A joke, like he actually, he's three, and he makes these. He jokes like he's an adult.
He has a knowing in advance. And he knows about the spirit world and everything like that. Spirit, and is that right? It's natural to him. Am I correct?
Yeah, and he's very quiet. Like, it doesn't bother him. He walks around. It's not like Faith when she's walking around. She's like, oh, And he just looks at him and goes, it's just,
that is correct.
It writes me funny because he's like an old man in a little body.
Maybe he's an
so
old,
I was wondering.
Maybe he's an old spirit. Is that possible, Barbara? He may be an old spirit. This is all too familiar to him.
I totally agree. Thank you, Barbara, for calling, and go with it in a positive direction. Everything will be much better in the future.
718-664-9826. 718-664-9826.
And that's David Baker, and he's going to be with us next week, and we'll have the phone lines open. We'll be doing a 90-minute to give you people lots of time to call in. So we do invite you to get us ready on your speed dial for next week's show, and it'll be a lot of fun. You'll enjoy. And now let's get to a few of the emails, seeing as we have some 30 minutes or so here. Janet from Vancouver. Now, Janet has been emailing me for some time with some great show ideas, and we followed up on a few. And Janet, I do appreciate it. And Janet wrote, last month you talked about a toll-free number that listeners could call to speak with guests. What happened? Well, what happened, Janet, is that over the last 6 weeks or so, since we announced a possible upgrade in our services, within a few of our carriers, we experienced some severe technical glitches and issues. So we have to resolve those issues first before we can bring a full and qualified signal to a premium service. So to be frank, before we commit further expenses on the Blog Talk Radio Network, we will be upgrading some access services and some systems to make sure that our signal is nice and clear. As soon as we have all of the bugs and the software compatibilities resolved, we will launch the toll-free and a few other bells and whistles, so we do invite you to stay tuned for that. And Don from Calgary wrote, so what do you think about 2012? Are we going to cease to exist? Well, 2012 is one of those issues which causes me concern. Concern because since the earliest writings, man has warned about specific dates. Now, we have listened to John Hogue, and he reminds us about the Nostradamus prophecies. And we've listened to Tim McKide and Minister Fulston, who reminded us regarding the Bible prophecies. And we've had Marshall Masters, who tells us of the Colburn Bible and its teachings, and the Planet X. And we've discovered and discussed the Nephilim and the Anunnaki. We've talked about angels with angel therapy practitioners. Yet there is something about this galactic alignment done, which I have yet to resolve in my own mind. The Mayans, the Inca, the Dead Sea Scrolls, they speak of it. Most religions speak of the end times. So I guess the best thing I can say about 2012 is I'll give you my take on it on December the 22nd, 2012. How does that sound? Now, Diane from Prince Albert emailed the show, and dear Night Zone, when do you intend to focus more on Wicca or pagan worship? Well, Diane, we have the Wiccans and pagan witches on the show. We've had a look at vampires and psychic vampires, and I believe we've already set the lineup for the summer harvest festivals around North America. If you have any specific guests you think would fit into the Night Zone, let me know. We'd love to chat with them. Michael from Brisbane, Australia. Wow. I heard your show when I was in school in Canada, thought it was great. What's with the breaks of music? Well, Michael, we build natural breaks into the chat in order for our listeners to refocus their attentions, bathroom breaks, reload breaks, etc., etc. They're also used for slots down further in the network on different systems and compilations of sound and statements and items, really. Hope that helps. Samuel from Illinois. Sam wrote, do you believe in God? Oh. Well, Samuel, I believe in the universal power.
a force greater than man. I do believe we have a creator. I further believe the evil is spawned from man's dark side and controlled by negative forces. I believe in angels and guardian angels as emissaries of the universal energy. I think I believe in demons as the emissaries of evil. So God being a very strange word, do I believe in the universal energy, a creator? Absolutely. And I see I have a 305 number up on the board, so we're going to break open 305. Good evening, you're on your air, on the air. Your first name, geographical location.
Good evening.
How are
I'm
you?
In Florida. My name is Deanna, and I just tuned in to listen. I don't know what your subject will be, but so far I find it interesting. And if you don't mind, I'll continue to listen.
Fabulous. We love that. Great. You just hang in there. Put you back onto the hold. We have another email coming out from Sandra from Calgary. You should take the show to commercial radio. It is much better than some of the trash on nowadays. You remind me of Art Bell. Well, thank you, Sandra. I appreciate your kind words. However, Art Bell is a legend. I'm a small fish in a very big sea, my dear, who certainly has never made as the money that my mentor Art Bell would ever make. George Nuri on Coast to Coast AM is doing a fine job. I do agree that the show has moved in different directions than Art Bell would have gone, but change is always good, as long as the quality remains, and that remains with George Nuri, who's a quality broadcaster. So, but thank you very much. I appreciate the kudos, and you never know. Never say never. Karen from Kelowna, she wrote, last week's guest, does he do weddings? Last week's guest was Minister Folston from Las Vegas, Nevada. And I'm not sure, Karen, if he does weddings or not. So I have replied to you with the minister's website. So I suggest just go to the website and ask him. But I think the hint is Las Vegas, Nevada. I would think that he does do weddings. David from New York, I just listened to the pyramids being built using water. Where on earth do you find the guests? I listened to the show, went to the website, saw the diagrams and explanations, and I think that they may have something. The water erosion on the Sphinx suggests that at some point the area was full of water. Well, yeah, Mr. Myers, he comes out with a good book. He's got a great organization. And if you go up onto the Night Zone website on Blog Talk Radio, you'll see a link to his organization. And go there and have a look because, you know, he is not a lightweight. This man has physically been and physically measured and physically calculated everything that he says in his book. So he is an interesting guest. He definitely has spent actual time investigating his theory, and the idea that the pyramid was actually a water pump to me is amazing, and I'd love to see a pyramid pump in action. But thanks, David. We appreciate your email. Sandy from Seattle. Now, well, hold the bus. Hold the bus. David from New York. Sandy from Seattle. That sounds so sweet, doesn't it? Sandy from Seattle. Oh, when is David Baker on again? Well, David will be on the show on the 25th for a 9-minute show, so make sure you dig in for that one. And Mike from L.A., have you done anything on earthquakes? I would love to hear more on the San Andreas Fault Line. Well, Mike, we've been focused on Iceland volcanoes of late, trying to get an expert in on that, but it's been kind of a comedy of errors, and we haven't been able to pull it off. However, we do keep apprised of the daily earthquakes. I'll see what we can do to get some kind of seismic dude or dudette on the show that can fill us in on tectonic plates and San Andreas faults and all of that rumbling and jumbling. So hang in there. I'll see what we can get TC Research onto and see what they can do for us.
Julie T. from Memphis wrote, "Where do you get your guests from?" Well, our guests come from many places. Some are self-promoting. Some have agents who contact us. Another guest, friends whom I've gained throughout the years. We also get suggestions from listeners via email and other shows on the network who believe a guest deserves good exposure for the information they provide. They tend to pass a guest along. And some we literally go scouting for. And when we go scouting for guests, we usually have a couple of things in mind. That we want to look for. One, for instance, we are currently looking for a numerologist, not a urologist, a numerologist, somebody that manipulates numbers. And we will find that person. It'll be a very enjoyable show when we do. And when we get to that point in time, then we'll move into the numbers game and see what that's all about. Because here in the Night Zone, the idea of the total run that we've had for the last couple of years is to bring you, the listener, the information. I'm not asking you to believe in it. I'm not asking you to bow down to it. I just wish to bring the information to you. And if there is some reasoning in your mind that the information is of quality, then by all means, utilize the information to the best of your ability. Follow the links that we offer you and go have a look for yourself. And as always, we always say caveat emptor, because it is very, very important that you, yourself, make the decisions for your own world. Nobody can make those for you. We may pretend to, we may think we can tell you what you need to do in your life, but only you know what you need to do. And in thinking in that manner of only you knowing what to do, then you become unto yourself as far as your requirements are concerned. Because I firmly believe that in every person, they have the abilities that we tend to push down deep into our psyche. I do believe that mankind is gifted if we could only learn how to use them.
Welcome to the shadows
of the Night Zone. Phone lines are now open. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. You are in the Night Zone on BlogTalkRadio.com. It's time for a pause for the cause. The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, caveat emptor, you are in the Night Zone on BlogTalkRadio.com. Phone lines are open, 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287. Your host, Colin Knight.
Tonight, on Night Zone Radio, our guest is the youngest psychic we have ever had on the show. He brings a fresh look at psychic abilities.
Teenage medium Anthony.
Next, in the shadows of the Night Zone.
Phone lines are open. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Your host, Colin Knight.
Ah, yeah, that was a great night. When we had Anthony, he was 17 years old, great psychic, and did some readings over the phone. It was a very, very good night. That was a couple of weeks ago. Already the show is down in our archives, so feel free to dig down there
and pull up Anthony. It's a really good show, worth listening to. But as we get ready for the summer season, we'll be doing a little bit of shuffling around here at the Night Zone as we organize for summer holidays and vacations and the like. But never fear, the show will go on air every week as scheduled throughout the summer. And then in the fall, of course, we'll be breaking open with some of our major guests that we've had in the past. And they will be coming up back to the Night Zone to give us a good send-off into the fall and winter solstice. And each solstice that we go through is one step closer to what they claim to be the 2012 December the 21st winter solstice, the alignment of the universe, the galactic alignment. Now, we won't see much different. Once in a while, we will see some crescent shapes in the night sky that will actually be the aligning of the planets, maybe. But according to all the most religions and most soothsayers, there is something about to happen. Whatever it is, we're not quite sure. And we'll continue to bring as many of the qualified guests as we can into the Night Zone to see if we can answer those age-old questions, because they deserve an answer. And we have to keep an open mind. And we have to think outside of the box, because it is impossible that the history written in Revelations, written in John, Matthew, Ezekiel, that all of these revelations, if you will, all point to the end times of 2012. Now, if you don't wish to take the religious slant on 2012, then you take the scientific slant that, in fact, it is going to happen. And it does happen periodically. And then you have to ask yourself, well, if it does happen periodically, how on earth would the Mayans know? How would they see past any planet? They had no form of scientific instruments. How would they know? How would they go there? How is that possible? And then you have to question everything that we know of our own history. Could we get it wrong? Could we be wrong? Could something absolutely, completely different have happened?
Many ancient cultures from across the globe describe startling events that seem to be taking place now. Are they pointed to 2012, December 21st, 2012? Daybreak doesn't come. All remains dark. The world has come to an end.
2012 is kind of the beginning of upheavals in the world rather than the end.
Is 2012 the year the cosmic clock finally winds down to 0 days, zero hope, 2012? Many ancient cultures from across the globe describe startling events that seem to be taking place now. Are they pointed to 2012?
Minister Dante Folsom, next. You are in the Night Zone on BlogTalkRadio.com.
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein. For the time is at hand. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty.
Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. Behold, I am alive forevermore, and have the keys of hell and of death.
You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, Caveat Emptor, 2012 is speculated to be the end of the world based on the Mayan calendar and other sources. If you are worried or unsure about it, then some uncommon sense, along with a literal Bible prophecy breakthrough, may help. Find out what kind of a year 2012 will be. Tim McHyde in the Night Zone. Watch for the listings.
Welcome to the Shadows
of the Night Zone. Your host, Colin Knight.
And you have to sit back and wonder exactly what is shaking with what's going on around the world. And is 2012 actually going to be a cataclysmic event, or is it going to be the beginning of something new and wonderful? Now, some people have theorized that the actual galactic alignment is going to pull the Earth apart, which there is no real scientific basis to that, as we know yet. Others are saying that the planet X, Nibiru, is coming in from the south at an incredible rate, and it may even be a dark star or a dark planet, and that is why we're not spotting it. Others have talked about dark matter, that we are only seeing 15% of what's really out there in space. There are many theories about 2012 and whether it's actually going to be the end of life as we know it. I rather doubt it. I do believe that we are going to have to change our ways. I'm concerned that we may have a pole shift. If so, then a good portion of the population will be destroyed, along with most of our technology. I am concerned that we are dependent upon electricity as our major source. And without electricity, our whole lifestyle will collapse. I'm concerned that we don't have that secured. And I'm concerned that electricity is such a transient signal that one change of frequency of the Earth and electricity would be obsolete. So there are a number of things in this world that concern me, and a number of reasons why I think many of us look outward past Earth for some universal spirit that's much smarter than we are. Because if we are the most intelligent species in the universe, then I dare say this universe is in a great deal of trouble. So, are there extraterrestrials visiting the planet? Do we have UFOs? Are there dimensional ships? Are there wormholes? Is there dark matter? All of those questions that have been answered in many ways by various scientists all lead us to point in time of this magical date of December the 21st, 2012. Now, here in the Night Zone, we will do our utmost best to bring you those qualified people that can give you the information where you can make a rational decision and choices for your world. Many of our listeners will just go on like nothing has happened and it's just another entertainment show. Others will take what is being said to heart and start planning for their survival. And others, of course, will blow it off and not give it any mind or consideration until it hits a fan, and then suddenly they will remember. So there's a lot of scenarios that happen if 2012 is real. And unfortunately, there are many factions out there that would like to make it real for us. There are actually people out there in this world that do not like us, and in such will use our vulnerabilities to their utmost advantage. So is it a North American thing, the 2012? Well, it's all the way through Europe. 2012 is very prevalent in Europe. Russia is very prevalent. And the Asians, it is becoming more and more interesting to them. Book sales, apparently, of a number of our guests over the last couple of years have risen due to sales in the Asians. So we are tapping the markets with the information, and the information is getting out to those people that may be of interest to listen. And that is half of the battle. Part of what the Night Zone likes to do is somewhat entertain, but we also like to bring you qualified and investigative information. And in doing so, that turns and brings information back to us. But for the grace of God go I. And you have to remember in this world that we're all in this together. And the only thing that's going to outsmart the smartest is a collective of minds where we can all think on a specific problem and resolve it. Now, the universal power is, of course, going to protect us as much as possible. But it does not mean to say that we don't have to do something also. You cannot just sit back and expect that someone, something, some power is going to take care of you and your needs during a cataclysmic event. Whether we like it or not, we are fleas on the back of a dog. And when that dog decides to shake, we had better learn to hold on. I can't believe that we're blowing through an hour already with a couple of minutes remaining on the clock. So what we are going to do is we are going to say sayonara, shalom, good night. Be good, be careful. And we'll catch you back here next week with David Baker for a live 90-minute show. Blessings on your household.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Not much question at all. What there's life throughout the universe. We're not alone in the universe. Oh, so for sure we're not alone.
Across the gulf of space, minds immeasurably superior to ours. God is here.
Fly by the comets, visit asteroids, visit the moon of Mars. There's a monolith there, a very unusual structure on this little potato-shaped object that goes around Mars once in 7 hours. When people find out about that, they're going to say, who put that there? God put it there.
You are in the Night Zone on BlogTalkRadio.com.
The flashes of light. I never had control over the flashes. They are so tormenting. When the word was spoken to me, the image of the object would appear vividly, and sometimes I was unable to distinguish whether what I saw was tangible or not. This caused me great discomfort and anxiety.
Like a flash of lightning, in an instant, the truth was revealed.
Nikola Tesla.
Watch for the Night Zone special, Nikola Tesla.
Hey, Night Zoners, got a minute? I'm sure we all know someone who is experiencing difficult times during this recession, either with unemployment or financial problems, or in relationships. I have friends like that. I would like to remind you that we are all in this together. So if you have friends experiencing hardships, support them with your advice. If you have acquaintances who are having rough times, nurture them with your friendship. Show them kindness. If you have family members who are having difficulties, show them your love. And if you have people in your life who have almost given up, throw them a lifeline of kindness. Remember the golden rule, but for the grace of God, go I. Blessings upon your household. Until then, next time we meet.
This has been a Night Zone production in association with BlogTalkRadio.com.